Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Justin Hegna knows a little bit about basketball. Grew up a great player here in high school and college, and he started the breakdown and many other things that pertain to high school basketball. And he has built quite a signature project there, an annual, where they play throughout the state different games. They'll take a different site, and they'll play a series of games all day, and it becomes a treat for these teams to participate in it. He joins us now. Justin, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me. Good to hear from you.
Like I see, Amir Coffey's got 20 points tonight so far. The Clippers are getting beat. But do you even know how many NBA guys have played in the breakdowns?
You know, that's a good question, but I got to think that we're in double digits now. You know, if you want to go all the way back, I got to think, you know, we first started doing this in about 2003, 2004. I think that was our inaugural idea of putting, you know, some of these top teams together and kind of having that unique matchup. But, you know, if I went back into the archives, I got to think we're close to 10 or maybe a little bit over that, which is pretty amazing.
I can't remember. Have you done other states to Minnesota as part of the breakdown too?
Well, the only thing that we've done is we've done a Wisconsin border battle. We started that 15 years ago at Tartan High School, and we just actually finished that one. We were at Minneapolis North last Saturday, and that's, you know, we bring in six Minnesota schools, six Wisconsin schools, and then we alternate every year. So this year was at North. Next year we're going to Prescott, Wisconsin. But we've been doing that, and, you know, there's the most similar thing that we have seen compared to us here in Minnesota is what's called the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook. They do things a little bit differently, but some of the same concepts. So that's probably the only thing that we do in consolidate with another state. But we've invited some, you know, we've invited some teams from North Dakota, South Dakota. We use some Sioux City teams that we come in. But most of the time, it's pretty much Minnesota predominantly.
Now, when you're going to do, I mean, does social media carry the day now? Do you have a portal or something like that where are you sending out mass emails to everybody in Wisconsin saying we're looking for six teams? Because you're also trying to match it up so it's comparable in terms of, you know, competitive balance.
Well, what we do with Wisconsin is Mark Miller runs the Wisconsin side, and he's kind of the guru there. And we send him, or he sends us, you know, their different levels. And Wisconsin has a pretty similar setup. They use their numbers a little bit backwards. They go, you know, where we go class, you know, four, you know, one is their top level.
Yep.
But, you know, we can kind of figure it out. And then we just kind of put it together and we, you know, put enrollment sizes. And, you know, we had some great matchups. They got us this year, but we still have quite a lead over them over the past 15 years. So, but, yeah. They got us this year. I think they went 5-1 this past weekend. But yeah, so but we had to give them we had to be nice to Wisconsin over. They had a kind of a tough weekend, so we had to give them something.
Well, that's really nice of us. Yeah, Justin Hegna is our guest from the breakdown. What did last year? What was that like for you to get, you know, to have COVID just take over this state and take over basketball and everything else?
Well, I got to say that in our industry, it really, I mean, to go back even 2 years, the things that we've had to process, and this is for everybody. I mean, everybody's had to deal with the same struggles, you know, but from an athletic standpoint and then doing it from the high school perspective, it was tough. I mean, the funnest things that we do, I mean, we do our summer tournaments and we do that, and then we go into the fall stuff, and then we have a media book that comes out. But really the fun part of this business is our winter events, the tip-off classics, border battles, things like that. And for that to be taken away, it was the longest winter last year because, you know, we weren't able to host that. I mean, first of all, you had the capacity limits at 250, and you had, you know, great that they were able to get the state tournament in, but things like ours weren't allowed. So,
yeah,
you know, it was a 2-year hiatus, and I'll tell you what, you 2 years was a long time when you have to go back from 2020, and now we were in 22 and 2019, you know, even in the fall. But it wasn't easy. I don't think I don't know, and I can't say this, but if a year three would have happened, or if we would have had dealing with some of the restrictions, you know, this business probably just can't survive.
Wow. How did you handle that emotionally? And, you know, you built this up and through no fault of your own, and, you know, there's not a market for it, but the virus doesn't allow. How did you, and I'm asking you this as someone, you know, there's probably other people out there listening that had similar circumstances in different businesses. How did you handle it?
Well, it was, you know, I'm always an optimist. I think when you're, you know, a former teacher, coach, or anything, I think you always have the mindset of being an optimist. But, you know, I started to get worried, you know, because we always thought things were going to break through. We thought when this thing first started, we thought, okay, it's the summer that's going to be taken away.
And the summer's an important time for you, too.
Yep, summer's an important time. And then it went into the fall. And then, you know, the back and forth where, okay, we were able to do 3 weekends or 4 weekends last year, the fall league, and then the big, you know, surge came in and took the last 4 weekends, and then knowing that you couldn't do any of the winter events. But I kept thinking, okay, this is going to break through at some point. I mean, you know, you're always thinking, okay, 2 months is a long time. Then all of a sudden it gets to 5 months, 8 months. And then you're like, well, is this going to change the dynamic of everything? I mean, I think we all started to get to that point a little bit. And,
yep.
And for us, you know, you take away this segment, you take away a month here or a month there, you know, it was tough. But I always think that I always thought it was going to kind of break through a little bit to where we could get to a point where we could at least function. Now, the hard thing about that is the restrictions. Once we were able to go last summer, the challenges were just dealing with different school districts having different policies, and then you have people coming from different places, and they're doing different things, and then trying to get everybody to kind of adhere to all the, you know, the things that you have to cover. You know, it was nerve-wracking. It was tough because, you know, especially with the mask policies, and we're always asking, what happens if that person doesn't do? I mean, is somebody just going to come in and just say, we're going to shut this down?
Yeah, we'll shut the whole tournament down if somebody doesn't wear their mask. Who knows, right?
Right. I mean, we were just worried that, you know, is that going to happen? And, you know, we're you know, I think our 6 or 7 winter events, I mean, I think there's like 4 that there's policies that are a little bit more restrictive, and then there's some that are less restrictive. But I have to say that everything has gone really well. I mean, I think we were really worried back in the end of November going into this, being that this was the first time you could have 20-some teams. I mean, it was 2 years before you could do that. I mean, bringing in, I mean, you could do the game by game, but not 32 teams in one day at Hopkins. We were kind of and I remember Dan Johnson at Hopkins and all the administrators and even probably maybe the Department of Health, we were kind of like, okay, how is this going to work in high school? Is this going to be back to where it used to be? And we were pretty close. I mean, we, you know, of course, it's hurt attendance a little bit, the hesitancy that's still out there, but that's for everything. But for the most part, it's gone really, really well.
Yeah, I mean, the other piece of it was that, you know, when we last met, so to speak, you had Crete and Durham Hall playing Minnehaha Academy in this huge game at the end of the day, along with others. So there were some marquee. I mean, you're talking about lottery picks that maybe this year we don't have, but we had the last couple of years that add to that too.
Right. And, you know, we didn't have that this year, but, you know, that's another thing that you want to bring up is that we're doing some things during the winter. I mean, the night before the boys tip-off classic, we had Crete and Durham Hall playing Totino Grace. and there was an issue of COVID. So we had to cancel our premier game, which is, I mean, that's the tough one to swallow because that's your kind of your build-up game. And what's been different is even our Granite City Classic, I think there's been 8 to 9 games where we just we couldn't have them on the schedule, but we rerouted them. We had an event at Hamlin where we had Totino and Creighton play. We picked another site, just kind of put it together. And what's kind of funny about that, you never thought that you would ever be doing things like you do in the fall and the summer, saying, hey, you didn't get a game here, you didn't get a game there, we know that you need a game, hey, how about we play it a week later? I mean, we're doing some, we're adapting and doing things at the sanctioning at the real high school level that you do, that you only did that stuff in the summer, you know, but now you're doing it in the winter for live games. It's just, it's been quite
figuring it out on the fly, which will be a great tool down the road. Who have been the most impressive teams that you've seen at the breakdown so far?
Well, I think you have to start with Totino there. You know, they played a really good Menominee Falls team out of Wisconsin, but, you know, they've obviously kind of, I think, set the bar a little bit of kind of being that team, that in Park Center.
They beat Park Center by 3 the other night, yeah.
Yeah, but both those two teams are really talented. But I think you could kind of go with the mainstays. I mean, I think the fun thing about it is that you can put Lakeville North, you could put an Osseo, you could put the Hopkins, you know, any of those teams that have kind of been staples the last, the Eastridge.
Yeah, and here comes Shakopee, right?
Loaded. Yeah. What, excuse me?
I said, and here comes Shakopee, too, it looks like.
And here comes Shakopee. And, you know, we kind of saw that. That's the fun thing about what we do in the summer is, you know, Jake, the coach there, is, you know, he's got so much depth. And we saw the 7th and 8th grade group coming a few years ago. And then they come to our summer, and then they come to our fall league. And now here they are in that top 10, top 5 mix where they, you know, that's just, you know, back to when Bruce coached. You know, they were that team, you know, every year was going to be competitive, but it's kind of fun to see them now coming into that top 10. But, you know, that just goes to show you how loaded Minnesota basketball is. I mean, girls and boys, I mean, those big-time programs, those Class 3A and Class 4A teams, you know, you can go down the line where they're 7-8 deep, and maybe 8 of those players are D1 and the guys that come off the bench are Division II scholarship players.
Yeah, that's unbelievable to me. Justin Agnes, our guest. The other thing that you've got in Minnesota right now, probably because I just believe the whole, you know, from the bottom level up has been raised so much, is in the summertime, there's a lot of conversation now about, is he going to stay at that school? Is he going to go to a private school, et cetera? What has that been like to dial into that? Because summer is filled with fodder, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, when we make these matchups like we're doing, I mean, Dean Kessler, our event, he organizes a lot of these things now and invites the teams. And that's the tough thing about it is, you know, we can have, you know, like the Lee kid from Byron. I mean, you know, he's, you know, is in Byron and then goes to Totino at the very beginning of the school year. Well, that changes the landscape for Byron a little bit, even though they're an outstanding program.
Yeah.
But, you know, but you can't these ADs, they got 26 games, and especially these high-level programs, I mean, their schedules, I mean, many of them are done already for next year, so we got to jump on this very early, and their team rosters can change, especially some of these players that would maybe jump from here or there, they move. Maybe it's a prep academy. Now, those things kind of come into play now.
Do they ever call you and say, you know what, Justin, we did lose our best player and we don't want in on this because we're just not ready?
You know what, I think only one time, and that was on the girls' side. And we certainly, we let them make that decision, but most of these coaches, you know, they're program. You know, they're program people, and they're like, hey, you know what, this is a great event. Of course, maybe one of our top players isn't there, but they do things, and that's what's great. I mean, we're going to honor that. It's more of an honor for their program. So, yeah, there's some circumstances where, you know, boy, we had that one, you know, the kid from Osseo against the kid from here, and that was going to be a great, you know, post-matchup or whatever. Yeah. And that can change a little bit. But at the end of the day, those things happen. We're used to it. And it's more of an honor for the program as well.
Justin, appreciate it. Are you done now for this season, or you got some more coming?
Actually, we got two left. We got one in St. Michael. It's called our Community Clash, and it's kind of a boys-girls combo, and then we end up in Alexandria every year with what's called our Winter Lakes. Kind of a, you know, smaller but really fun. I mean, you know, it's kind of funny. When you get out to the outstate, it's just, you know, it's more community.
You'll yes, it is. It's a different animal, and
yeah,
it's
a
fun.
A little bit more tradition. So yep. It's fun to end up there, and it's a great setting up there, too. Great school.
Well, I don't know how you do it, but keep up the great work, and I look forward to seeing you in person soon.
Sure. You got it. Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Justin Hagna from The Breakdown. We come back. Chris Tubbs gives us his take on who the Vikings' next head coach should be. Stay with us. Well, we're not looking back at SNL people that appeared there. Wow. It's going to be a podcast, huh? But we are talking sports here. That's what we do, take you up to the Timberwolves. Chris Tubbs, I gave a list of possible people that could be the next head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Raheem Morris. Todd Bowles, Nathaniel Hackett, Dan Quinn, Jonathan Gannon, a bunch of guys on there. Who strikes you? Who stands out at this point?
I want nothing to do with Gannon. I want nothing to do with Hackett. And I want absolutely nothing to do with Dan Quinn.
Because?
Dan Quinn, I wasn't impressed with his defense this year in Dallas. I just feel like he... I can't tell what it is, but just looking at the way that he's constructed his defenses, should have been a little bit more out of him. Nathaniel Hackett, don't know enough about him. And yeah, is it the quarterback that makes him good? I don't know. There's not enough there. Gannon, I mean, we saw there were times this year that defense for Philadelphia got shredded. There is one name. I'm interested in Kevin O'Connell because he's a young offensive mind. Now, I don't know.
Come on, they couldn't even snap the ball. They needed to. They had the game won if they just snapped the ball, and they couldn't get that right.
Well, I mean, I like what I saw out of the Buffalo offense, and I like the way that it was constructed.
Mm-hmm.
I guess out of the day, Raheem Morris is the guy on your list that I would be most intrigued by, and people are like, well, he's a defensive guy. He is, but at the same time, he was also the passing game coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. So I mean,
right? Yeah, he came from this. It's a weird, kind of a weird thing that he went through, and then was the head coach at Tampa.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, Tampa, it wasn't the Tom Brady, you know, Buccaneers. So I mean, you had a whole bunch there. Another name I want to throw out there that's got connections is how about D'Amico Ryans, San Francisco defensive coordinator?
Well, they are really good. And obviously they won a game with defense alone and special teams the other day because their offense did nothing. And they beat Green Bay in Green Bay with defense alone. But if you don't bring Bosa with them, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, at the same time, though, over the last couple of years, you just look at how that defense has been constructed, how they're nasty, they're physical, and they've shut down Green Bay, what, four consecutive times? And I know he wasn't there all of those, but I think Robert Saleh really set a good foundation, and I don't know
what's hard though, Tubbsy, like with these GM candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I love when they say, you know, like Ryan Poles, you know, was there when they moved up to trade for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Well, he might not have even had a whiff of that. He might not have even been in the room when they made the decision. He was there. But that doesn't mean that he had anything to do.
Right, but it's all about association. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. But yeah. you don't even know. Maybe on the other hand, maybe he was the guy that went and said, "Hey, I want you to think about this. I think this Mahomes is going to be." Now, if that's the case, then you want him as your GM. But to use on your resume, you know, was there when they acquired? So he might not have. He might have heard about it when it was released on the news. You know.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you look at, you know, Mensa. You look at his resume. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's helped. Really, San Francisco's roster, I mean, you look at the names there and you look at Cleveland's roster, and I thought Matthew Collar from last week, you know, put it perfectly. It's like, yeah, they didn't have a lot of success, but a lot of that was based on the quarterback play. And I mean, Cleveland had a really good roster, you know, because in terms of talent, I mean,
I couldn't believe, you know, and of course, Mayfield was hurt this year, so I give him some, but you know, the other thing was they apparently didn't handle Beckham, right? Yeah, and that was one of the things that you got to do. You got to handle Beckham if you're going to have him on your team.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, the dynamic behind that. I don't like players getting to the point where they're just going to force their way out like Odell Beckham did.
I don't either. But you know, and you know, it's funny because the Vikings are seen as dysfunctional. I get it. But Green Bay could be seen as dysfunctional. I mean, their quarterback, it won't even tell you what he's going to do right now.
Yeah, are the Vikings
Cleveland is dysfunctional
though?
Because of Beckham. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, have the Vikings, I know that, you know, naturally they've been known as a dysfunctional.
I'm just saying, at the end of this year, they were seen as highly dysfunctional, you know, with all the things that came out. But every NFL team is dysfunctional.
Yeah,
is my point.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just a question. You know. Let's face it, if Tampa keeps Antonio Brown happy, not that that's their job, they probably win a game the other day.
Yep. Nope. You're not wrong with that.
I'm just saying, man. We'll continue this tomorrow, okay?
You got it, Maxie.
We're just getting heated up now.
Let's go. The whole day. Let's go, Maxie.
It's the Wolves. It's the Blazers. It's next on WCCO, your home, the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.